JOPACK was the multinational 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action known as the Iran Nuclear Agreement. I'm happy to say that I've never been closer to nuclear weapons than listening to my chemistry professor, himself part of the Manhattan Project that created the first A-bomb, talking about them. My cousin Mimi worked at the Oak Ridge National Laboratory, but all she could tell me was that she was there. Happily, she lived into her 90s. But I've had some experience in Iran. I was teaching at Pahlavi University, now called something else. Someone was sent to oversee the university. We were all warned to stay away from him. He wasn't trustworthy. But this brash yours truly thought he knew better, so I called on him. He was an economist. I had an article about the difference between Iranian and Turkish economic success to show him. He was, of course, interested. Suddenly, no one would talk with me. Not a word. I finally cornered someone and insisted he tell me why. He accused me of having called all Iranians liars. I remembered that on the first page of the article, Harvard professor David McClelland, with whom I'd corresponded, criticized vague and unscientific statements about Iran like all Iranians are liars. McClellan set out to study Iran much more precisely. The young man I had cornered had good enough English that he understood exactly what had happened. All of a sudden, people started to talk to me again, as if nothing had ever happened. Would it have been better if I'd followed orders? Probably. But it didn't hurt that I'd exposed the distortions of what I had said. Just as clearly, lots of people there took truth seriously. Iran is a negotiating culture. You negotiate over everything, from carpets to the seams in a coat you're having made. When I was getting ready to leave, I sat down with a Persian friend to sell him some of my record collection. He assumed I wouldn't negotiate, but would name fixed prices. I assumed he would negotiate, so I asked for more than I wanted. When I realized what had happened, I reverted and gave him the records for much less than we'd agreed. Neither of us wanted to take advantage of the other. But if he'd negotiated as expected, I would never have thought him a liar. It's just about conforming to culture and how things are done. The Peace Corps Iran Association, or PCIA, composed of people like myself who served over there, has taken the position that the Iran nuclear agreement was a historic and excellent example of the success of diplomacy to resolve a major contentious issue that threatened regional and world peace. As has been certified by the International Atomic Energy Agency, tasked in the agreement to monitor and verify Iran's compliance, Iran is abiding by the agreement. United States security agencies have confirmed the IAEA assessment. PCIA, quote, urges the United States and Iran, along with other parties to the agreement, to continue to uphold and abide by the agreement and to take no action that would violate the agreement, close quote. PCIA concluded that both the United States and Iran should keep their word. Incidentally, Ambassador John Limbert, who was one of the U.S. Embassy hostages held for a year and a half, instead of being filled with bitterness and reaching cavalier conclusions about the country, told us at a recent conference of former Peace Corps volunteers who served there that he, too, urges that we stay the course.